Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Peah. We're going to finish the first parak with the Mishnah above and start the second parak of Masechta Peah as well. The Mishnah begins: Li Olam Hunosi Mishum Peo Pater Min Amaiso Sachi Yimareach. A person who didn't perhaps leave a corner of the field when it was still attached to the ground, he can go ahead and still achieve the mitzvah of Peah. And even though it's detached from the ground, and give it to the poor people, and it would still be potter for Meiser, Achi Yimareach, until he starts stacking the stuff. Once he goes ahead and he stacks it, in that situation, then he has to separate the Trumos and the Meisos before he gives it over to the poor people in that situation. Venosi Mishim Hefker, and a person can give away produce as Hefker, and it's going to still be exempt from Meiser, Achi Yimareach, until he goes ahead and he stacks it up. He can feed his animals without going ahead and separating the stuff for Meiser until he goes ahead and he stacks it. In other words, once it's stacked, it becomes Chayev in Trumos and Meisros as is. And he can take from the threshing floor. Technically speaking, a person can go ahead and plant. The person who plants is potter from Meiser even after Miruach, because it says Aser Taser Ve'achalta, right? It's not going to be Chayev, but Chazal came along and said that's only midrabanan, that's kodem miruach, before you stack it. So he can go ahead and take from the threshing floor and plant vizorea upata min amaisos, and technically speaking, it would be exempt from maiser ad shimarech until he stacks divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva on this particular matter. Kohen v'levi shalakhu esagorin, what happens if a Kohen or a Levi go ahead and buy things from the goren, from the threshing floor? So maisos shalahem, they are entitled to keep the actual maisos achi mareach until it gets stacked. Now hamakdish upoda, if somebody is makdish something and then he redeems it, chayv b'maisros achi mareach hagizbar, it would be obligated in maiser until the gizbar comes along. That if he redeems it after the gizbar goes ahead and puts it into a stack, then at that point he would be exempt. So the Mishnah continues, Ve'elu mafsikin lepeah, when we're dividing up fields to know where does the field end in regard to how far the peah extends. So the following things divide a field in regard to peah. And what are those things? Hanachal, the river, Vashlulis, and the canal, V'derech hayachid, and obviously a private road of 4 amos, V'derech harabim, or a public road which is 16 amos, and so therefore, Ushvil Rabbim Ushvil Ayachad Akavua Bimos Achamim Bimos Agishamim, and a public path or a private path that gets used both during the summer season and the winter season, but even though it's very, very narrow, it's still, in these situations, people walk on them, and therefore they serve as a dividing line for a difference between two different fields. And if you have land that is empty, or land that is plowed, or land that has different things planted on it, if a person harvests premature grain, this becomes a hefsek according to Rameir. Rameir says the fact that you use premature grain doesn't serve as a dividing line unless you went ahead and plowed. But if you didn't plow yet, you just happened to pick it early, that's not going to be a dividing line in regard to the establishment of the Peah. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.